Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour on Hockman and Crowder. Josh Chappelle in for Hawk and Crowder. Solana as well. Dan Day and Jimmy are here with me. We'll hear from Benjamin Watson in the next segment. He talked with Solana at SEC Media Day in Dallas. Over the last 3 days, Solana did a lot of hard work out there, well-deserving of his vacation that he's on right now. I actually also just got back from a vacation. We went on a cruise, a 5-day cruise last week, and I hadn't been on one in at least a decade. I might not travel any other way for leisure. Strictly stick to cruises.
It's the best way to go.
Jimmy, you're absolutely right. Get the little drink package. The dining is great. I must have had 27 pieces of grilled chicken in the cafe over the course of the week. They're that good.
Wow.
Ate a lot. We went to Bimini, Key West, Nassau. It's great stuff. But Solana had mentioned that he's going to be playing poolside bingo wherever he's going.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to love playing bingo on a cruise ship because that's like obviously a big thing, especially when you have a sea day. I don't remember seeing any bingo days on the schedule. And quite honestly, not that interesting to me anymore. I think I'm out on bingo.
Do you go to the shows at night?
Oh, I love the shows.
I know, love those shows.
But I was going on there expecting like Broadway, like off-Broadway versions of different shows. Usually that's what it was. Like I remember the last cruise ship I went on before this, back when I was a lot younger, Hairspray was one of the shows that they did on the cruise. This time, it was like the first night was random covers of different Broadway songs, which was enjoyable. And then it was like they finished off with some ABBA. And then they went right into an ABBA like sing-along karaoke thing like in the atrium in a different part of the ship. It was really cool. My wife loved it. She loves Mamma Mia.
I'm gonna go broke
trying to get us to the Mamma Mia island at some point in our marriage. But then the other two shows were like made up nothing. They had names and they had costumes and they had like themes, but it was all just covers of popular music, like tailored towards the story they were trying to tell. It was interesting. I enjoyed them. It was fun, but it was definitely not what I was expecting when it comes to the shows. The casino kicked my ass. I'll tell you that too.
I could see that. Yeah.
The casino absolutely kicked my ass. And I'm starting to think that's how it's supposed to go on cruise ships.
I'm thinking, from what I understand, casino cruise ships are a little tight because they got you. Got to be careful. Well,
they certainly got me.
Well, what were you playing is another good question.
Blackjack. I'm a blackjack.
Okay, so you weren't playing something that was fixed already, like a slot machine or anything.
No. I'm out on slot machines.
All right. Yeah, I don't.
I like a mindless activity, but not that mindless.
Yeah, and you kind of, you know, got the quote-unquote card stacked against you, pardon the pun.
But I think part of my issue was I was playing the machine shuffle, the $10 minimum table for a lot of the cruise, and that is just not conducive to winning money.
Right?
You gotta just suck it up, play the $25 table with the hand shuffle, and hope for the best. But that's how they get you to play the $10 table,
right?
With the machine shuffle.
Yeah. I don't trust machines.
The most success I had on the cruise was at the $25 table hand shuffle. Like, I got up on the last night. I was doing pretty. I was down for the trip, but I had made back some of it, and it was at that table. And I was like, I was thinking about staying a little longer to see if I could press my luck. And I said to the dealer, Terry, he was from Zimbabwe. I said to Terry, we were great friends after that. I said to Terry, I go, look, Terry, I'd be really dumb not to get up from this table right now, right? He looked at me and he goes, yeah, get up and leave. So I got up and left, and I minimized the damage for the week, which was a nice victory. As it pertains to our conversation in the last segment about what we would do with our day in the cup, a couple of people have texted and clarifying about the number two in the cup. Chris Draper, who won it in 1998 with the Red Wings, thought it was a good idea to put his infant daughter in the cup, who then proceeded to use it to make a number two.
As a toilet. Yeah.
But it's been, I'm not a math guy, but it's been 26 years since then. So I would imagine it's been sanitized a couple times since.
Yeah. Multiple times since. Because
at the very least, they probably change out the bowl at the top after that.
Yeah. And I think every 40 years. So it could technically be still the same cup, but they retire a cup every 40 years.
Right. So the Panthers ring with the engravings of all their names are going to be on the cup for, I think, like 53 years, something like that.
Okay.
It's pretty wild that, you know, I love the idea, and it's happened before, obviously, that the team who loses the cup and then wins it the next year, you've got that same matchup back-to-back on the cup. So you got Vegas right above and the Panthers there right behind. I'll keep saying it till I'm blue in the face. I can't believe we're talking about the Panthers and what they're doing with the cup, and they're on the cup and all this stuff. I talked about it when I came in here from Elbow Room the day after they won. I was a miserable wreck the day of Game 7. I didn't eat. I put you know how, you know, people are just going through it. They put the hoodie on, put the hood on top of their head, and pull the strings so you can't see out of the hood. That was me the entire day.
You catch yourself trying to do lucky things, and if you thought something was unlucky, stop doing it just in case.
My lucky thing was choosing not to go to the game.
Okay,
because they had won. This obviously has all the bearings on the result.
Of course.
We had gone to game one. They won. We had gone to the arena watch party for game four. They lost 8-1. I went to the third period of game five after a Marlins game. They lost. And I said, you know what? We watched game two. We watched game three from the couch. We're going to watch game seven from the couch. And then I cried after the game.
Put your name on that cup. Put your name on the cup.
My name honestly deserves to go on it.
Could have gone on there. Now, they should have petitioned at least. At least a petition. Yeah, maybe, you know. No, no. Maybe get your
I might just walk around with a chisel when it's back down here, just in case. I may just do it myself.
An engraving pin.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was crying all the way in Europe when they won.
Were you, Jimmy?
Yes.
You were crying?
A little bit.
Mm.
And then that same day we landed in Florence, Italy, I was wearing the old school Panthers jersey and just rocking and just walking around with it.
Did anybody walk up to you and say, go Panthers or anything like that?
Yes, a few. And some idiots said, go Oilers. But, you know, they lost. Yeah, so it doesn't matter. And a Panthers fan, too. I saw a Panthers fan, too.
In Florence, Italy.
In Florence, Italy, wearing the newest Panthers jersey.
We are a global fan base.
Hardcore fans.
How about? We only have six fans. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, there's four of them in Italy, and Jimmy was one of them.
Even a Tampa Bay Lightning fan congratulated.
I mean, time of your life, Jimmy.
Oh, time so of your good. Life. So good.
Who knew Florence, Italy was a hockey hub?
They should play the one. They're doing the international series again. The Panthers are opening, or not opening, but they're playing a couple of games in Finland.
Mm.
Sounds like they need to play some games in Florence.
Sounds good to me. Be a nice trip. Although Finland, that would be a nice trip also.
Panthers have like a full Finnish contingent on the roster.
That's how you know you're a real fan. If you make that road trip. You should make that road trip.
You paying?
Nah, I mean, yeah, I'm not paying for myself or to do anything. I can't even afford myself, but yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The flight will get you. The flight will get you.
Maybe Barkov will let me just go in the luggage. maybe the team will just throw me in the overhead bin.
I just wish like flights would let you do that. Like, you know, if you really want to fly for cheap, we'll throw you down there with the luggage, and you know, you can fly for like $40 and be like,
The sad part is, there would definitely be people who pay that type of money.
Oh,
for something.
Even if I have the money to fly a normal flight, I'd be like, no, here's $40. You'd have a ton of people down there like, hey, okay.
Yeah, but there's the whole, you know, that's incredibly unsafe aspect of that idea for why that's not a thing.
But you sign waivers.
I hate to throw some cold water on that.
They'll never let that happen. They'll never let that happen, man. They know somebody's going to get hurt, break a leg, or maybe die. So, yeah, never.
Maybe.
Ever. Because, as we know, signing waivers means absolutely nothing. That you can still sue. It's a little more red tape.
Speaking of waivers, let's get to headlines, because Russell Westbrook, I might be stealing one of your headlines, but Russell Westbrook was traded and then put on waivers for the purposes of a buyout by the Jazz today, and it looks like Russell Westbrook is going to be a member of the Denver Nuggets. And with that, let's get the rest of our headlines here in the 5 o'clock hour.
They're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Marlins did announce what their schedule will look like next season. Not this season, but next season. We do know it's going to start with the Pittsburgh Pirates again.
Yeah, the Mets will come in for the rest of that homestand to open the season in 2025. Hopefully Sandy Alcantara, opening day starter for the Marlins, back from Tommy John surgery. Then Yuri Perez the day after.
Get everybody back. Kind of like the Heat. Let's get healthy and let's win this championship.
Well, Heat, a couple obstacles in their way.
Speaking of the Heat, Bam Adebayo, 27 today. He is not playing.
Happy birthday.
He's not playing in Summer League, but the team will face Toronto tomorrow night, 9 o'clock in Summer League.
Jaime Jaquez done with the Heat in the Summer League.
Yes.
What was it? 23 points in 25 minutes.
Yeah, I think the other night it was like 29 points in 31 minutes. So pretty efficient.
Yeah. Saw everything we needed to see, and he was fantastic for Team Select in USA Basketball training camp as they got ready for the Paris Olympics coming up here.
ESPN released its top 25 college football stadiums. At the top, LSU's Tiger Stadium. Unfortunately, Miami and the Hard Rock Stadium not in the top 25 list, but Florida's Ben Hill Griffith Stadium ranked 20th, which is where the U will open their season against Florida.
The disrespect to Raymond James Stadium not being in the top 10 there is pretty offensive.
For the USF games. Brett, walk us through a USF game day, a good game day, like not just them playing their homecoming game, but like a pretty big matchup. What's it like?
Well, a lot of seats, not always full, big video boards, good band, good student section, and a smattering of people throughout.
But I'm talking about the whole experience before the game, after the game. Is there tailgating? Is there bands?
Oh, definitely tailgating.
A walk up from the band?
It's a great tailgate scene. They do a nice little like walk through the tailgate to get into the stadium through the fans. It's really cool. It is a really good game day atmosphere, and I hope this year that, given the trajectory they're on, people show up a little more. UM plays USF there this year. So, by the way, somebody rightly points out on the text, Hawk isn't here, so it won't hit as hard, but Bob Newhart passed away today, and he is a legend. And I know the name. I don't know anything that he's known for, though. I feel terrible about it. I probably should know more about him, no?
Yeah, he was in the movie Elf with Will Ferrell.
I don't think that's his most famous moment, but okay.
But no, but...
The Bob Newhart show, remember, it was all a dream. At the very end, the whole show ended up being just a dream. That's not a spoiler alert, because that was 40 years ago.
The Times has an article titled, Stream These Six Great Bob Newhart Performances. I'll probably have to check that out at some point, because hilarious. I have no idea where to start. Or I may just watch Elf again.
Yeah,
which, by the way, I don't know if this is a tangent I did not expect to go on today. I saw a quote from Will Ferrell, or about Will Ferrell's performance in Elf, and how over the top it was. James Caan like had a miserable time on set with Will Ferrell, and like didn't understand the joke, didn't think that it was funny at all, thought it was just brutal and miserable. And then they went and watched the movie, and Khan was like, oh, he absolutely killed it. I was wrong. Hawk's favorite, Will Ferrell. The engine, you know, this Hawk, trying to get the office guys and gal to poo-poo the D'Angelo Vickers era of The Office. I'm not having it. The juggling bit was great. He had literal professional actors and comedians come on the show. Jimmy's doing the invisible juggling right now. He's great at it. Better than D'Angelo Vickers, I would argue. But he's sitting here trying to tell actual comedians and actual actors that the invisible juggling bit wasn't funny. Preposterous.
He has his set ways, you know. There's nothing you can do to change it. He's set in his ways, in his thoughts.
I do love that he was self-aware enough to realize that he was just doing the, oh, you remember this? You remember that? Great times. They were great interviews. If you haven't heard them yet, Hawk interviewed David Wallace, Meredith, and Creed. You can find those on the podcast feed as well. Phenomenal interviews. I listened to them over the weekend.
Mm. This golf leaderboard update is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there over at the Open in Great Britain. England's Daniel Brown leads by one stroke. He is 6 under after day number one. He's right ahead of Shane Lowry of Ireland, and he's 3 strokes ahead of Justin Thomas of the United States.
This is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Ryan Sense just texted me, stop, it sucked, in reference to the invisible juggling bit with D'Angelo Vickers. It's sad to see someone who I hold in such high regard make such a bad take. It really is. He also claims that Stranger Things is the most predictable show on television.
Stranger Things, the most predictable show on television. Wow.
He claims he knew everything before it was going to happen in the previous season.
Really? Okay.
He's...
What about when, like, the little girl exploded? I didn't see that coming.
We don't have enough time to go through all the reasons why Ryan Sense is wrong about Stranger Things, but we can save that for the next time I fill in.
On to weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. I don't know much about the temperature outside, but I can tell you the weather is absolutely perfect for getting down to Funky Buddha and having some of their food and drinks. It's always great. Whew.
Yeah, my wife and I went to Funky Buddha a few weeks ago, and we had a tremendous time. The smash burger was great. The flights of beers we had were excellent. Ryan apparently ate all the tater tots before we got there, so we didn't have any tater tots, unfortunately, but the food was phenomenal. Had a nice little Bavarian pretzel, a bretzel.
No.
With the beer cheese and the mustard.
That was good.
It's a phenomenal place.
I'll tell you, one of the best things about Funky Buddha is you can bring the whole family, but like if you're on a date or you and your wife, it's great because you got the beer, you can try the different flights, it's something to talk about, have fun. They have mixed drinks, so if someone with you doesn't like beer, they can drink alcohol, and the mixed drinks are fantastic. And then they've got a craft kitchen from scratch. The food is unbelievable. So it's like, it's for everything. And you got a lot of room, and you got TVs. It's just, man, it's just when people ask me here where to go, I tell them there.
This is too much praise for Ryan.
Hey.
I'm a little uncomfortable by it.
Hey.
Super Bowl champion tight end Benjamin Watson will join Solana in the next segment. Benjamin Watson also a contributor to SEC Network. Solana had a chance to talk with him at SEC Media Day earlier this week. That's coming up next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boston, I'm on the way. Can't wait. Go Heat.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We continue our SEC Media Day coverage, and across from me is former tight end in the NFL, played at Georgia, won a Super Bowl with the New England Patriots. Now he works with the SEC Network, studio analyst, an author, a man of many talents, joins me here at SEC Media Days live from Dallas, Texas, part of our Capital One Orange Bowl media tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Benjamin Watson, appreciate you taking some time to talk to the lovely folk from Miami.
Definitely, man. Good to be with you guys. Yeah. You enjoying the week?
We are. Yeah. I mean,
It's
busy. A lot going on here. Yeah. It started off with a bang. Nick Saban not being able to get in because he didn't have a credential.
I know. We made a lot of fun of him on set the other day.
Well, you know, we're from Miami. We're not exactly the biggest Nick Saban fans, to be 100% honest.
That's true. Y'all were probably like, yes.
Today is probably the first day we're not going to spend 4 hours talking about it on the air. Yeah. So it's been cool, man. Seeing all the young athletes walking through, have the nicest suits on.
Dude, so I was just talking about that. So I remember coming to SEC Media Days when I was playing at Georgia. This would have been like 2002.
Yeah.
And I probably had on some loose-fitting khakis, probably a big box, blazer, blue blazer that didn't really fit. And these dudes are coming in like tailor-made. It's incredible. Happy, I'm happy for them.
The ice around their necks.
Oh, yeah.
I do this show with Channing Crowder. He played at the University of Florida.
Yeah, I know Channing.
Played for the Dolphins. Uh-huh. And we were talking about it yesterday where I was telling him, man, like, sitting across from somebody, he's probably got 50 G's on his neck.
On his neck.
And Crowder's like, he's like, hey, man, if you would have given 18-year-old Crowder $1 million or $50,000, I would have been doing the exact same thing.
He definitely would have. Channing definitely would have.
When he one of my favorite stories is he thought he was going first round. Mel Kiper had him going first round. So he took out like $1 million credit line. And the first thing he bought with NFL money, by the way, doesn't end up going first round, goes third round, has no way to pay that off. But that's another story. First thing he did was buy like a 73 Cadillac, clean the whole thing out, killed gators in like California to skin them so he could have gator leather inside the car. The whole he spent like $300,000 on this. I think it was like a Monte Cristo or something as a young player. Anyways,
the stories.
Yeah, I digress. So the big conversation here is the new format, college football landscape changing. Are you a fan? Again, Benjamin Watson is sitting down with me. Are you a fan of this, allowing more teams to get the opportunity for the college football playoff at the end of the season?
I am. And primarily because I think about even my playing days. I think about, you know, playing in the early 2000s and the fact that if you didn't start off in the top 10 preseason, you probably had no chance to get into the national championship, because if you couldn't make it up to that level to, you know, be ranked number one or two, you just were out, no matter what conference you won or anything like that. I mean, I always remember looking at even Division II football and how they had a playoff and those sorts of things, and then going into the NFL and realizing, you know what, we can get in. I mean, shoot, I was in New England and we won 18 straight games, lost a Super Bowl to a wild card team that went on the road in the Giants three straight times and then beat us in Super Bowl. They got into the dance, and then they played well once they were in there. And so I think the great thing is that you're going to have opportunities with a team that may go, I don't know, 9-3 or something like that, and then get in because they're in the top, you know, half of the rankings, and then they catch fire. And they go on the road, and they go to a campus, you know, play a game in the first round. Then they play in one of the bowls, and then they go to the national championship. It's kind of a Cinderella-type story, but really it was they played well at the right time. And it's going to be exciting for fans to be cheering for their teams late in the year to try to make that cut.
I think the interesting part about this process, especially in the SEC, and I think you're definitely going to know this, you know, better than anybody, is the passion the fan bases have. But we're so hardwired in college football, you can't lose a game.
Yeah.
You can't lose two games. Your season's done. You lose two games, season's done, right? Yeah. Yeah. Now, in the SEC, especially with the new additions of Texas and Oklahoma, I mean, just based off strength of schedule, you may be playing 8-9 playoff-caliber teams, and a three-loss, I don't know, Georgia team.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because you lost to really good teams, may have more of a reason to be in that college football playoff than a two-loss ACC team, a one-loss whatever team, right?
Yeah, so strength of schedule matters.
I think for the fan bases, though, specifically, like they have to kind of re-envision how this is going to be played because, hey, one, two losses is not a big deal anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And you even think last year. I mean, think about Alabama last year. Texas comes and beats them 34-24 or something like that last year in Tuscaloosa. And everybody feels like, oh, it's over, but it wasn't. The same Alabama team goes and wins the SEC championship, and then they end up in the playoff. And now I think with the 12 team, there's going to be even more leeway for you to lose a game. Now, nobody wants to lose a game, but the fact of the matter is it's about roster management. It's about playing well over the long term at all points in the season. And I think that for coaches, it's going to kind of change perhaps maybe the way that they even coach, the way that they take care of guys throughout the season, because you've got a longer way to go. You may end up playing, you know, 15 games or whatever it may be instead of the usual 13 or 14 games. You're going to add a whole extra one or two games. Do you have the stamina for that? And also, you know, you look at the NFL model. NFL goes to 17 games. They're going to go to 18 fairly soon. And so you're seeing college mirror what's happening at the pro level as well.
Again, sitting with Benjamin Watson, played at Georgia, now works doing many things, but with the SEC Network, he's part of our Capital One Orange Bowl media tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. You mentioned the NFL model. I'm with you. Preseason within 3 or 4 years is going to be dunzo. We're going to be playing 18, 19 regular season
which
games
is great,
in the NFL.
Which is great. Preseason is terrible.
That's
the worst dunk ever.
Well, that's why
pre-season,
I love
preseason games. Are terrible.
Awful. nobody wants to watch it.
Nobody wants to play in it.
When nobody's going to NFL games, you know that the product is bad. Nobody's going to preseason games. You don't even have people tailgating, getting drunk in the parking lot.
You already know your roster for the most part. I mean, you're playing a preseason game really to decide, you know, roster number 40 through 50. Through 53.
You played several times against the Miami Dolphins and, you know, you usually had your way against the Miami Dolphins. Unfortunately, you ruined my childhood, but no worries, Benjamin. What was that like playing alongside Tom Brady, playing on one of the greatest teams ever, and just running through the AFC East year after year after year, your time with New England?
Yeah, well, the first part about it was whenever we would get the schedule, I would always look at week 16 and see if it was in Miami or if it was in Buffalo, where it was. Mm-hmm. And whenever it was like in Miami, we're like, yes, yeah. If we could just make it there, we get to go down to South Florida while it's cold in New England and play a game down there. So it was always fun. We always felt like we had, this isn't going to make you happy, but but we had more Patriot fans there than the Dolphins.
Yeah, it did work that way for quite some time.
A lot of people just came down, and a lot of people lived down there anyway. But it was exciting. I mean, playing with Tom, you always felt like you had a chance to win. You know, I think a lot of conversations today, this last few days, are about the quarterbacks in the SEC. A lot of great quarterbacks in the SEC. A lot of stellar returning quarterbacks. You know, Missouri, Georgia, Ole Miss has a returning quarterback. I mean, LSU. I mean, there's a lot of teams that have really good quarterbacks. When you have a guy like a Brady that you can just trust, you know, when he gets in the huddle, there's never a time where you feel like you're going to lose or you feel like you're going to win every single game. And so we would go down to Miami. But the crazy thing about Miami was Miami will beat us every now and then in like some weird fluke stuff.
Every now and then.
And I think we were just enjoying the weather too much.
Monday Night Football. You guys had a big lead.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Dolphins come back.
It was always kind of tenuous down there sometimes. So.
but you're right, especially late in the year. Yeah. All the snowbirds would be coming down to South Florida to take advantage of that weather.
Exactly.
Do you still – I'm sure you still enjoy the NFL. You still watching what's going on?
Not super closely. No? Okay. I'm more of like a so on SEC Network, I'll go and I'll be in studio in Charlotte all day on Saturday. We get out of studio about 1 in the morning after the last game. I get on a 7 a.m. flight from Charlotte back to Atlanta where my family lives. We live outside Atlanta. And so I'll watch the games on Sunday. We'll do a little pick'em with my kids. And so I'm more of like a fan of NFL. I don't really follow people anymore. Yeah. But I enjoy it. Still enjoy watching the games. I do know this. I was playing Madden the other day and with my son, and I played with the Dolphins, and I shredded them.
Like, just shredded them. Four vertical.
Like,
Tyreek
shredded them, dude. I might have had 100 points in the first half.
You're going to play NCAA, the new football game?
Yes,
We got guys to our right and to our left with PlayStations. They brought it out.
Oh, yeah?
Because it released this week. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think we're going to download that as soon as I get home.
All right. Yeah, I'm sure you'll play with Georgia, and you'll probably keep shredding your son.
Of course.
Yeah. Benjamin Watson, again, you should check out his social media. I know you're doing a lot of work with the community. You're an author. You have a book out as well. Yeah. So I recommend everybody go follow him on social media. Benjamin Watson, appreciate you taking the time. And on behalf of Miami, thank you very much for sitting with us.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, what do you think about today's show so far?
It stinks.
Hawk and Crowder.
Back on Hawk and Crowder, final segment in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Josh Chappelle, Dan Day, and Jimmy in for Hawk, Crowder, and Solana. The three of them will be back on Monday. Appreciate everybody tuning in today. Appreciate Solana's hard work in getting all of these interviews for us for today's show. A couple things I wanted to touch on here. Very important before we get out of here. Krantz's Corner, by the way, is coming up after us right here on WQAM. Very important. Number one, and I wish I hadn't saved this for the last 5 minutes of the show. I saw a video on Twitter demonstrating a new way and a new take on a s'more. Now, I told Dan Day before we started this segment that we were going to talk about Lane Kiffin putting Paul Feinbaum in a body bag on the air. But then I remembered this s'more news, and I think it usurps reading this Lane Kiffin quote in which he put Paul Feinbaum in a body bag on Paul Feinbaum's show on the SEC Network today. So I'm scrolling through Twitter, and I see this video. This woman takes a little prong thing, takes out a Reese's peanut butter cup, shoves the prong inside the Reese's peanut butter cup, takes a tub of marshmallow fluff, dunks the Reese's in the marshmallow fluff, takes it out. So now you've got a marshmallow fluff covered Reese's, puts it in between the graham crackers, as you are wont to do for a s'more, and puts it over the fire. And I think the s'more game has been changed forever.
Greater than ever before.
I feel like I need to get out of here off this show and go do this instantly.
I'm dying right now. I'm so hungry.
I feel like it's what Bob Newhart would have wanted.
That's true.
So Lane Kiffin and his beef with Paul Feinbaum can wait.
Nobody cares.
Because this method of s'moring may not ever be able to be topped.
The world has changed forever.
I don't even know what else to say. It just, I would like to reach through my phone and grab this and eat it right this instant.
How do you even think of stuff like that?
I don't know, but if I could, whew, we may be living somewhere else in the Lauderdale Lakes, I'll tell you that much. That is the height of intelligence and the height of creativity right there.
It's also the height of making your waistline expand, but that's okay.
That's unimportant. As long as you enjoy the journey, that's all that matters.
True.
Thanks again to Dan Day, Jimmy, all of our guests, Solana for his hard work at SEC Media Day. Once again, Hawk and Crowder and Solana will all be back on Monday. Less of me, more of them, and that's always a positive thing. I'm going to go try one of these s'mores, maybe, if I can get my hands on some marshmallow fluff. In the meantime, it's Krantz's Corner. That's coming up next here on WQAM. Thanks for tuning in today. Josh Appel, Dan Day, Jimmy. We'll talk to you next time on Hawk and Crowder.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.
Back on Hawk and Crowder, final segment in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Josh Appel, Dan Day, and Jimmy in for Hawk, Crowder, and Solana. The three of them will be back on Monday. Appreciate everybody tuning in today. Appreciate Solana's hard work in getting all of these interviews for us for today's show. A couple of things I wanted to touch on here. Very important before we get out of here. Krantz's Corner, by the way, is coming up after us right here on WQAM. Very important. Number one, and I wish I hadn't saved this for the last 5 minutes of the show. I saw a video on Twitter demonstrating a new way and a new take on a s'more. Now, I told Dan Day before we started this segment that we were going to talk about Lane Kiffin putting Paul Feinbaum in a body bag on the air. But then I remembered this s'more news, and I think it usurps reading this Lane Kiffin quote in which he put Paul Feinbaum in a body bag on Paul Feinbaum's show on the SEC Network today. So I'm scrolling through Twitter, and I see this video. This woman takes a little prong thing, takes out a Reese's peanut butter cup, shoves the prong inside the Reese's peanut butter cup, takes a tub of marshmallow fluff, dunks the Reese's in the marshmallow fluff, takes it out, so now you've got a marshmallow fluff covered Reese's, puts it in between the graham crackers, as you are wont to do for a s'more, and puts it over the fire. And I think the s'more game has been changed forever.
Greater than ever before.
I feel like I need to get out of here off this show and go do this instantly.
I'm dying right now. I'm so hungry.
I feel like it's what Bob Newhart would have wanted.
That's true.
So Lane Kiffin and his beef with Paul Feinbaum can wait.
Nobody cares.
Because this method of s'moring may not ever be able to be topped.
The world has changed forever.
I don't even know what else to say. It just, I would like to reach through my phone and grab this and eat it right this instant.
How do you even think of stuff like that?
I don't know, but if I could, whew, we may be living somewhere else in the Lauderdale Lakes, I'll tell you that much. That is the height of intelligence and the height of creativity right there.
It's also the height of making your waistline expand, but that's okay.
That's unimportant. As long as you enjoy the journey, that's all that matters.
True.
Thanks again to Dan Day, Jimmy, all of our guests, Solana for his hard work at SEC Media Day. Once again, Hawk and Crowder and Solana will all be back on Monday. Less of me, more of them, and that's always a positive thing. I'm going to go try one of these s'mores, maybe, if I can get my hands on some marshmallow fluff. In the meantime, it's Krantz's Corner. That's coming up next here on WQAM. Thanks for tuning in today. Josh Appel, Dan Day, Jimmy. We'll talk to you next time on Hawk and Crowder.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!